today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. So welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about rules of life in Islam. So be with us. Assalamu alaikum. Today, Thursday, 24th of Zulhijjah, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 22nd of Tir 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar and the 13th of July, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We'll listen to one verse from the Holy Quran, verse 53, chapter Asra.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقل لعبادي يقولوا التي هي أحسن إن الشيطان ينزغ بينهم إن الشيطان كان للإنسان عدوا مبينا.
And tell my servants to say that which is best. Indeed, Satan induces dissension among them. Indeed, Satan is ever, to mankind, a clear enemy.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
As the discussion in the foregoing verses centered around the issues of the origin and the resurrection and the proofs regarding these two main ideological beliefs, here the Quran instructs the manner of conducting a dialogue and disputation with the dissident, especially the pagans. For no matter how elevated in rank the school might be, the powerful logic will also be rendered useless. But if it is not coupled with correct methods, discussion and disputation, and instead of affection and favor, harshness and rudeness prevail, it will be fruitless.
Have come from one, the seed has spread. The dawn of light has split from white to blues and reds. Behind it all, there must be more. Seven colors of day, shed the light of your way. Have I found what is lying behind the fire in your eyes? Do you see what I see, what I see, what I see, see what I see, what I see?
We're going to speak about rules of life in Islam. Islam is the complete code of life and it gives details and mentions about each and every aspect of life. Therefore, by following the instructions of Islam, one can live the worldly life in the best manner. However, there are others who think that following the principles of life alienates them and takes them away from this world and hinders in their way of achieving success in this life. Such a conception about Islam is wrong and it has nothing to do with real message of Islam. Islam encourages its followers to live this worldly life in the best manner and is against abstinence. the first and foremost important things that can help a believer live the life in an Islamic way and achieving success through it is believing in Allah. When the belief of a Muslim increases in Allah Almighty and he or she realizes the fact that Allah Almighty is the sole provider, he is the supreme and everything comes from him, then the belief of the believer becomes strong and out of this belief, whatever activity he or she undertakes, it comes with conviction. And when something is done with conviction, the chances of success increase naturally.
The hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi states, looking at the face of your parents with rahmah, with love, has the reward of hajj. This brings you divine tawfiq. One brother says, one day I was exhausted. I had a very long day. I worked very hard. I went home. I just wanted to go to my room and sleep. He says, when I arrived at my house, he used to live with his parents. He says, I realized my father was coughing. He was in pain. So I was about to sleep. I said to myself, should I get up and make him some medication to relieve him? He says, I had this, you know, tug of war with my nafs. He says, eventually, I got up. It was very difficult for me. You know, sometimes when you're tired, you just shut down. That's it. He was at that level. He says, I got up. I went into the kitchen. I spent a few moments with difficulty. I'm dizzy. But I made some medication for my father, something to soothe his coughs. I went into his room, I gave it to him. He drank it, he was relieved, he did a dua for me. He says, I was dead tired, but when I was going into my room, suddenly in my heart, I felt this spiritual energy, this shauq for Salat al-Layl, this eagerness to pray Salat al-Layl. He says, I got up. I prayed the salah with so much sweetness. I really enjoyed my salah that night. He says, after that night, for 20 years, not a single night did I skip Salat al-Layl. Because of what? One simple factor. One simple factor, right? 5 minutes he sacrificed, he served his father. He brought joy to his father. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him this type of tawfiq. If you want tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the golden keys is your parents. Now for those of you whose parents have passed away, they need you more after they pass away than they're alive. The hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi states, there are some people who are bar bi waliday. They're good to their parents. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect them as aq, as undutiful. On the day of judgment, they say, Ya Allah, you are a witness. We were good to our parents when they were alive. Allah says, yes, but when they died, you forgot about them. I consider you aq, because your parents needed you. They needed your good deeds to pray on their behalf, to give charity on their behalf, to read Quran on their behalf. Don't forget about them. Every single day, don't forget about them. They have a right over you. This gives you tawfiq in your life. So the first factor is serving your parents with love, with compassion. Feel honored. Feel honored. Allah is giving you the universe for these moments. It's worth it.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
From the lifestyle of Prophet Muhammad on rules of success. Plan and prepare while exercising restraint. Never act in haste and without being prepared with a long-range strategic plan, specific goals, the resources to execute the plan, most important of which are qualified and trained dedicated teams. The consideration that should be uppermost in the believer's mind is what serves the interests of Allah and Islam, not his own personal interests, and settling one's accounts by force. The Prophet, who endured all kind of personal losses in his life, knew that the continuation of efforts to spread the faith and of serving Allah and the Muslim's success in this life and the next lay in their pressing on with the missionary work. It is important to know that when one has a purpose in life, that purpose assumes overriding importance. With the absence of such purpose, one becomes preoccupied with every trivial matter.
I only knew love when I knew love of thee. I sealed up my heart against my enemy. I stood long in converse with thee who doth see my heart's inner secrets, but thou I don't see.
Relying on Allah in our daily lives on today's special, How to be Mindful of Allah. The fruit of mindfulness, aside from the reward of eternal paradise in the hereafter, is a state of tranquil calm leading to contentment in this life. The means leading to stillness are produced by the servant's accusation of mindfulness of his Lord. Glorious and exalted is he, to the point that it is as if he can see him. All positive spiritual and mental states derives from it, for mindfulness is the foundation of all deeds of the heart. Mindfulness is actually the fulfillment of worshiping Allah according to a proper understanding of the beautiful names that convey His perfect knowledge.
We live in a time where people don't know how to engage in tafakkur anymore. Have you seen people? The moment they wake up, they have to look at their phone. They fall asleep on social media. If their phone is missing even for a few seconds, they panic. They're so obsessed with these devices that they're missing out on Allah's ayat. They don't have time to just think, turn it off. Dedicate at least 15 minutes, 30 minutes a day, put everything away and just breathe. Think. Allah in the Quran, when He describes the believers, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. They contemplate over Allah's creation. Some of us are so obsessed with our phones that we have never looked up and looked up at the stars. The ayat of Allah are more mesmerizing than your phone. We are so disconnected from Allah's creation. Think about the beauty of His creation. You think the 99 names of Allah are only written on your wall? The 99 names of Allah are scattered through the universe. You have to look. You have to engage in tafakkur. Rasulullah, in order to develop his own soul, he had to go to the cave of Hira. You think you're going to get somewhere without disconnecting from dunya? Even Rasulullah had to disconnect. He had a habit of meditation in the cave of Hira.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today. And inshallah, of course, we meet you soon in another episode of today's special. So we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي